What happens to us after we die? What about our loved ones who have passed on? Will we ever see them again? Now, you may think that the Bible says we have an immortal soul destined at death for heaven or hell. Do you know the shocking truth? It does not. The most common Christian belief about the afterlife is false. The idea that people possess souls and at their death, their consciousness, the soul, departs from their body on the way to heaven or hell is just not true. So what exactly does the Bible say about the soul? You need to know the surprising answer. Stay tuned to this special edition of Beyond Today as we help you understand the question, do I have an immortal soul? Death is a reality of life. It's devastating, separating us from family and friends. We'd like to believe that something better awaits a loved one who has died. Most believe that he or she has gone to a better place. So many think that what happens after death is not really the end of life. Do you believe that when a good person dies, their soul immediately departs for heaven or some kind of eternal reward? Now, on the other hand, most Christians believe that when an evil person dies, they go to the burning fires of hell to be tormented for eternity. Now, that belief is based on the false idea that each of us has an immortal soul living in a physical body. And when the body dies, the soul continues to live on. Most cannot accept that this physical life is all there is. Yet Jesus himself told us, "No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven." You see, those two ideas, they oppose each other. So what do you think? Virtually every civilization since the beginning has held the belief that something of this life transcends death. A part of us goes on after death, and this thought is expressed in the belief of the immortality of the soul. But is it true? Now, you might be surprised to find out that the common belief that man has or that he is an immortal soul is not a teaching that comes from your Bible. The truth is completely different. Now, when you understand the difference of what life and death are really all about, you'll find that something much better does await those who have died. But it isn't what you've thought. We'll have more on that just a little bit later. The Bible clearly reveals that the soul is not immortal. So let's dig into this concept. The idea of an immortal soul was seen among the ancient Egyptians and the elaborate customs that they created to preserve the body and provide for the soul in its journey into the afterlife. We know the pyramids of Egypt are the oldest surviving testament to this idea of the hereafter. They had elaborate drawings in the tombs that depicted the way the soul would depart from this life and go to the life beyond. So they mummified the bodies to preserve the physical. Food was buried with them, along with clothing and weapons to assist the departed soul on its journey to the afterlife. Now, it almost sounds silly to our modern minds. Yet it wasn't just the Egyptians who believed in these unbiblical ideas. Cultures from China to North America buried their dead in ways to show a belief that a soul departs the body at death and lives on in another world. It's become an almost universal belief, and it's not just limited to Christians. So you have to ask yourself, do you believe in the soul? This idea is so critical that it ranks as the fundamental question for theologians and philosophers. And it should be for you too. It centers on the question of what is a human being? Have you wondered about it? Is man simply an animal, the highest form of life that has evolved on this planet? Or is man a unique being fashioned for a special purpose by a creator God? From where did these ideas of a soul come? Now, to be honest, you have to ask yourself, if these views come from tradition, or do they come from a divinely revealed source? Well, here on Beyond Today, that source of understanding is the Bible, The Holy Bible is that source to answer the questions. And of course, we're not afraid to tackle all the questions that surround this issue. And we do it by looking to the Bible as the standard for our understanding. Now, I believe that you should too. Now, even though the belief that man has or that he is an immortal soul, even though it's a foundational doctrine in Christianity, most people accept it without ever questioning it. Well, how about you? It's a fact that the Bible doesn't teach it. Yet, you know that Scripture does explain where the belief originated? You probably know the story. Immediately after Adam and Eve were created, God told them not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if they did, God said, "In that day you shall die." Now, what did God mean when he warned Adam that he would die? He told them, "For out of the ground you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." You see, God didn't say that only their bodies would die. There is absolutely no indication in the Bible that some kind of spiritual soul would continue to live on in some other form or in some other place. So you see, in verse 1, we read that the serpent, the devil, asked Eve, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" Of course, Eve replied, "God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die." This contradiction is the first recorded lie in history. Have you ever wondered why Satan would tell this lie? Why wouldn't he say something else? Well, here's a significant reason why. This lie hides the truth about the nature of man, what man is, and what God is doing with human life. You see, Satan tried to undermine God's authority by encouraging Eve to defy God's instruction. You see, Satan said it would not result in death, but instead, she'd be like God and have the ability to decide what's right and wrong. You see, that's important. He said, "You will be like God." Being like God would not only include knowing good and evil, but that she, like God, would not die. Now, have you considered what Satan's lie was really all about? You see, he's known as the great deceiver, and he's known for that for a reason. He introduced the erroneous concept of the immortal soul. Hopefully, you're beginning to see how this idea is completely opposite of what Scripture really says. In Genesis 2:7, we're told, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." You see, it doesn't say Adam was given a soul, or that some form of spirit life called a soul was put in him. It says he became a living being. You see, people are living beings. They're miraculously given the gift of life by God through creation. The Bible says that man is a soul, a living, breathing, mortal soul. We're temporary beings, capable of death. The Bible says we do not have a soul. We are living souls. That's what the word for living being really means. It's the Hebrew word nephesh. In some Bible translations, it's interpreted as soul. But nephesh simply means a living, breathing creature. It can mean even an animal or a human being, because both live and breathe. And the Bible shows that it applies to all animate life. Notice what biblical scholars say about this term. It means the essence of life, the act of breathing, taking a breath. The problem with the English term soul is that no actual equivalent of the term or the idea behind it is represented in the Hebrew language. Now notice this remarkable statement. The Hebrew system of thought does not include the combination or opposition of the body and soul, which are really Greek and Latin in origin. You see, even biblical experts agree that the word nephesh cannot refer to an immortal soul. So we must come to the conclusion of a shocking truth that most Christians don't realize. What is almost universally believed and taught about the immortal soul is not biblical. It's not godly. Instead, it's based on the reasoning of a pagan Greek philosopher who lived hundreds of years before Jesus Christ. That man was Plato. He's widely considered the most pivotal figure in the development of philosophy and has been cited as one of the founders of Western religion and spirituality. Now, don't make the mistake of minimizing this man's influence on religion. Listen to Plato's claims. The soul, whose inseparable attribute is life, will never admit life's opposite, death. Thus, the soul is shown to be immortal, and since immortal, indestructible. Is this death anything but the separation of soul and body? Being dead is the attainment of this separation, when the soul exists in itself and is parted from the body. Now, thinking of that quote, what is the source for Plato's belief? It's nothing more than his own logic. It certainly doesn't come from the Word of God. So, man's ideas or God's truth? Do you choose to believe the ideas of an ancient Greek philosopher or the inspired Word of Almighty God? Plato was undeniably wrong. You know that the Bible plainly states that a soul can and does die? You truly don't have an immortal soul. Here's proof from Ezekiel chapter 18. God emphasizes that He will bless and preserve those who live His way. Then in verse 4, notice what He categorically states. Behold, all souls are mine. The soul of the Father, as well as the soul of the Son, is mine. The soul who sins shall die. 4 times in this verse, the Hebrew word nephesh is translated soul. Now, this is critical. This is the exact same word translated living being from Genesis 2:7. That's exactly the same thing that God had warned Adam about. You will surely die. You see, when God withdraws life, the living being becomes dead. The soul, the nephesh who sins, shall die. To give it even more emphasis, it's recorded again a few verses later. The soul who sins shall die. I hope it's becoming clear to you that philosophy and most religion has it wrong. The Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible makes this comment. The word soul in English frequently carries with it overtones ultimately coming from philosophical Greek. In the Old Testament, it never means the immortal soul, but it is essentially the life principle, or the living being, or the self. You see, your Bible stresses that truth. Did you know that Scripture reveals the condition of a soul that's no longer living? For the living know they will die, but the dead know nothing. Again, we're told, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, for there's no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. In other words, we're to make the most of our lives, because after we die, there is no longer any consciousness. There's no awareness. There's no knowledge or productivity. There's no soul that lives on. We are nephesh, living beings in need of immortality. King David reminds us that death even extinguishes a relationship with God. For in death, there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? So we see, there's no room for doubt. The Old Testament describes death as an unconscious state with no part of us that continues to live on. So what about the New Testament? The Bible is consistent. Now, it may be shocking for you to hear that the term immortal soul is not found in the New Testament. For that matter, you can't find it anywhere in the Bible. Now, the New Testament does have a lot to say about immortality, but it may not be what you think. Now, here's an example. The Apostle Paul told believers in Rome to seek immortality. So he taught they didn't have it already. He also explained to the Christians at Corinth that they must be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Now, if this is true, that we must be given immortality, how can man already have a soul that lives on? You see, it clearly supports what God said in Genesis, "You shall surely die." In fact, your Bible says that only God the Father and Jesus Christ possess immortality. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called. Keep this commandment without spot, blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ appearing, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality. You see, if we are told to lay hold of eternal life, and that He alone has immortality, then we as humans can't possess an immortal soul. In fact, on the contrary, we're given this warning and an encouragement. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Eternal life is a gift of God. We don't have a soul that goes to heaven or hell at death. We are souls, living beings, in need of the gift of God. Does Scripture convince you of the truth of God? Should you believe the ideas of a philosopher or our Lord and Savior? Now here are shocking, powerful words that come right from Jesus Himself. "And this is the will of Him who sent Me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." You see, Christ makes it very clear. "And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment." Jesus showed there's a sequence of events. After a person dies, they remain in the grave awaiting a resurrection. When the person is resurrected, there'll be a time of judgment. You see, He taught of a future time to come when those who have died will be given life. He said, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear His voice and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." Jesus makes the point that we do not yet have immortality. A change must take place so that we can put on immortality. So why would this be necessary if we are immortal souls? What's the point of a resurrection if a person never really ceases to live, or if some part of a human keeps on living? Why would there be a need for a future day of judgment if you go to heaven or go to hell at the moment of your death? Why must this mortal put on immortality if we're already immortal? You see, the unmistakable truth is the doctrine of the immortal soul is wrong. A person who dies is in the grave. They're dead. They're unconscious and not aware of the passing of time. They are awaiting the resurrection. Now, some may think that sounds morbid, to die and just wait in the grave and instead of moving on to a better place. But when you understand what life and death are really all about, you'll see that the Bible teaches that something much better does await those who have died. God promises to give faithful believers something that mankind does not yet have. It's found in one of the most often quoted scriptures in the Bible. Jesus describes God's ultimate purpose for mankind. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, His promise is to give us something that we don't yet have, immortality. The Apostle Paul wrote that he lived in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. The Holy Word of God teaches that life is mortal and temporary. None of us has eternal life yet, but it is the ultimate gift that God is preparing to give to us. So don't be fooled. The false teaching of the immortality of the soul hides God's awesome and incredible plan to grant the gift of eternal life. The truth of the Bible reveals the genuine hope we have in this life and what lies beyond. Now, you've heard a lot concerning God's genuine teachings on the program today. The Bible does have the true answer to death, and the truth certainly stands in stark contrast to the traditional religious concepts that we hear out in the world today. Now, up next, I'm going to further discuss this surprising teaching with our Beyond Today panel. But first, let's recap what we've discovered today. God told the first human beings that if they sinned, they would die and return to dust. Satan slyly introduced the notion that God was lying and that they wouldn't die. Now, this began the anti-biblical teaching of the immortality of the soul. Most Christians are also deceived by this, an ancient philosophy that they have or that they are immortal souls and that they'll go to a better place immediately after they die. Yet the Bible plainly teaches that man is physical, subject to death, and that the dead know nothing in the grave. But there's good news. God's plan is a resurrection to eternal life to everyone who repents and accepts Jesus as Savior. So ultimately, God promises to give us something that we do not possess, the real opportunity for immortality. So the true and final answer is not death, but resurrection. To discuss this further, fellow BT hosts Darris McNeely and Gary Petty join me. Now, listening to the program, many might say, well, okay, looks like the Bible says that, but what's the big deal? Is it really that dangerous, this concept of the immortal soul?
It is dangerous because if you have the idea that there is some type of eternal life resident within you without a relationship with God or apart from that, then it actually does cut God out of the picture and the plan of salvation that the Bible does talk about.
I think the thing is that when we look at the Scripture and we truly want to follow God, then what we want to do is find out how He defines things, His reality. I mean, He's the creator of reality. So if we want to go to the Scripture and we look at the Scripture, we begin to find out that there is a different viewpoint of who we are, what life is, what death is, what the resurrection is, as the way He describes it. Remove our own ideas and let's find out what God wants.
Mm-hmm. It's always an amazing thing when you consider this first lie from Satan zeroed right in on that. And why did he choose that? Because that fact, how it undermines God's plan totally and gets us totally off track, thinking that, you know, we already have something that's already eternal. And yet that's not God's teachings.
Yeah, the Apostle Paul talked about not wanting to retain God in their knowledge. And that first lie already begins to remove God from the knowledge of mankind. Something is there that they think is of God to begin with, and it isn't.
You know, it's very interesting. You think how it's a first lie. If you were going to tell the first lie to someone to deceive them, what would it be? Thou shalt not surely die, because it makes us sort of semi-divine. It makes us almost like our own gods. We're going to live forever. We have this eternity in us. So, you know, it's an interesting lie to get it, to take us away from God. It's the first step.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had a lot to think about on today's program. Many things to consider about this false concept of the immortal soul. So I hope that you've really seen that the truth of your Bible stands in stark contrast to what most religious teachings teach out there in this world. So I hope that what you'll do is be challenged to look further into what you've learned. And we want to help you with a free study aid that's called Heaven and Hell. What does the Bible really teach? Now, you need this eye-opening study aid to help you better separate biblical truth from humanly conceived mistaken ideas on this very important subject. To request your free copy of Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach? Call us toll-free, 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or you can go online at beyondtoday.tv or write to us at the address shown on your screen. Now, when you order your free study aid, we'll also send you a free subscription to Beyond Today magazine. Each bi-monthly issue of Beyond Today is full of well-researched, practical articles that are designed to help you better understand the Bible and apply its teachings to your everyday life. Now again, to order your study aid, Heaven and Hell, What Does the Bible Really Teach?, and your free subscription to Beyond Today magazine, call us 1-888-886-8632 or go online to beyondtoday.tv so you can read them there or download them. People have asked us about how they can learn even more about the exciting truths of the Bible. Join us every other Wednesday night for our live online Bible studies at beyondtoday.tv. In each of these studies, we cover in detail various key biblical topics. Of course, if you can't join us live, you can still find these special Bible studies archived on our website. Hi, I'm Steve Myers. I'm the pastor here at the United Church of God Cincinnati East Congregation. We have hundreds of congregations around the United States and across the world. I'd like to welcome you to come and join us on this great spiritual journey. We're committed to growing in our relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ, as well as fellowshipping with each other. If you're looking for a home that encourages living what the Word of God really teaches, you've found the right place. We're a family. A family of Bible believers committed to following Jesus Christ in everything we do. We've found God's way is the best way to live. We're happy that you're looking into what God is doing in our efforts to bring His message to the world. God is certainly pleased that you're looking into knowing Him better, and we're here to help. We would love to have you come and visit and worship with us. We're looking forward to meeting you soon. Come and join us.
So do you believe you have an immortal soul? Now don't believe me. Believe what your Bible says. Let the Word of God speak to you. It clearly tells us that only God has immortality. But the good news is He wants to share eternal life with you and all humanity. We are physical beings. We're composed of flesh, and we will all die. The only way to live forever is to follow Christ's teaching to repent. Turn your life around. Seek the truth and respond to God's offer to live forever. He gives the choice to you. So choose to live God's way now that He may give you the gift of eternal life. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget our free offers and be sure to tell your family and friends about Beyond Today. Tune in again next week and join us in praying, Thy Kingdom Come. For Beyond Today, I'm Steve Myers. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv.